Good talk, great talk, so-so talk. We're about to find out on the Halloween edition. Dan and Martin coming to you from the world headquarters of Scoops with Danny Mac.
Dan's dressed like a clubhouse guy in the postseason. He's got
you
his
like this?
Yeah, it's the commemorative. Is that from this year or recent years?
No, that's from like 2015. No, 14.
Oh wow! It says always October. It's a red. I was gonna say a giant red. That sounds insulting. No, it's a red. I'm sorry, it's a red sweatshirt.
Yes.
That says always October, and it's the kind of gear you see during playoff baseball.
Yeah, that's right.
They have a different slogan every year, and it's always like, go get it, or
yeah,
always October, or
always
it's
October.
Time, or let's do this. Or
I don't know what this year's is. I stopped watching. No, I didn't. I kept watching, but I didn't pay attention to what the slogan was.
Well, they can't say it's always October because they'll be playing in November.
let's get to Christmas.
Hey, it's almost Christmas. Let's do this. So are you a big Halloween guy, Dan?
Yeah, love it.
I do love it. I like the whole vibe. I like this time of year. I love October. I'm sad that tomorrow it's not always October.
I get the smoke machine going.
You've talked about this.
Yeah,
you seriously do.
Yeah, I get the fog machine going.
Scare the crap out of the kids.
You betcha.
Pull out a real knife out of the kitchen.
It's fun stuff, man. You should be
I love it. I lived in St. Louis Hills for a while. Didn't you grow up down there, right?
Big time Halloween. Big time.
This is, and for those listening, if you've ever seen Candy Cane Lane Christmas time, it's that area, Francis Park, very festive, and it was just unbelievable. But I always had to go to work, so I would put out the bowl of candy on the porch.
Oh, did you?
And then my neighbor said,
"That's such a cheap way to do it."
Well, I wasn't going to be there. I mean,
I don't care. Find somebody.
I could have turned the damn light off and said, "Nobody's home," or "Get off my lawn."
Can't you get your mom to come over?
I was trying to do the right thing, and my neighbor pointed out. He said, "You realize that doesn't work." I said, "What?" And he said, "The first kid's going to take the whole bowl."
For sure, they do.
I said,
especially if you have the good stuff.
I said, "They don't just take one at a time." He's like, "No." So at that point, I realized I shouldn't bother. But I love Halloween. I never got to go to Kachuk's house, and he was famous for giving out the full size candy bars.
That's right.
Like they didn't mess around. Maddie, we got the full bars here. And I never made it, and my kid was like too little for Halloween. He was like 2 and 3, and Keith said, "You coming over?" I'm like, "No, my kid doesn't care." And then the glory days, now my son's 11, doesn't want a trick-or-treat.
But you have a 5-year-old. You got a, what, 7-year-old?
I got the grandson who's 5, who's into it, and now nobody else wants to go with him. So I'm taking him. We've got the World Series on Fox, so I'll have a little bit of a window there.
Nice.
I'm going to take him trick-or-treat. We're going to go over to the Glendale area where my sister is.
What's he going as?
He is dressed as a SWAT team member. He loves the SWAT gear. And
what would you go as?
I think 2 or 3 years in a row he's done that. That's a great question.
I'm going as a Battlehawk player.
Are you? You
yes.
got your Battlehawks gear? Hey, the caw is the law once again.
That's right. It's back.
I'm glad, and I'm not as into it as everybody, as some people are.
I'm not either.
I love it. It's great. I mean, I'm not a psycho about it, but I do think it would have been a disaster if they changed the name.
I do, too.
Because you had such a cool name, and fans were into it, and it would have just kind of, before you even get back to playing, it would have pissed everybody off.
My wife said to me last night, we were watching.
Dan, you should go as a Battlehawk tomorrow.
No, she did not say that. But she did say she doesn't really follow sports. And she said, "Why don't we have an NFL team?" I was like, "Well,
are you new around here?"
I said,
"Honey, you should have gotten upset."
Well,
she knows
she knows all the stuff behind it, but she's like, "That's crazy."
Right.
She's like, "As much as they supported like that minor league team," and I said, "Well, it's not really minor league; it's pro. It's you know." She's like, "Yeah, but I mean, look at the support they get." I said, "I get it. It is kind of crazy. We do not have an NFL team, being still a top 25 TV market with the kind of numbers that they were getting television-wise. It's crazy."
And every time we say we're over it, we see things like the Rams playing the 49ers.
It's about 9 out of 10 were 49er fans.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Now, and there were times where it was embarrassing at the Dome where the Steelers would come to town and the Rams.
Packers.
And the Rams were terrible and fans had kind of given up at that point. And that it does happen, unfortunately. But in L.A., that's the Super Bowl defending champion, the Rams.
Yeah.
They won the Super Bowl last year. They're playing their biggest rival, the 49ers. And the building is filled with San Francisco fans.
I thought
it's
it was
insane.
Like 9 out of 10. I think we're San Francisco fans.
Absolutely insane. And it is what it is, which I hate that expression. But it just tells you, L.A., there is a lot of stuff to do. So don't tell me it's a better, quote, football market.
It's not.
They've got a gazillion things going on. And then you say, well, you have to be a winner for it to work. Well, they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They've got marquee players. Like, if I'm Stan Kroenke and Kevin Demoff, first of all, I hate myself for being a terrible person. But if I'm those guys, I would be saying, what more can we do?
Right. I don't know if they can do anymore.
You can't.
You won. As you said, you got marquee players. You got a state-of-the-art facility.
And you still can't pack it with Rams fans.
Yeah, you still can't.
It was just the misnomer was, they got to have a team in L.A. They can't wait to have a team. No, they could wait. They don't really care. They just don't care.
I was thinking about this the other day. It would have been better for the league just to put up a stadium and say, we will have
Game of the Week.
Yeah, Game of the Week comes through L.A., and the stadium will be built by the NFL. We'll put our headquarters out there, and we'll have a Game of the Week. Like you said, it could be Green Bay against Pittsburgh, and you're going to get the fans will be there. Now, I guess the question would be, are you going to be able to sell suites and signage and that kind of stuff for local entities? Probably not. Not sure, but certainly you could get in with the television deal to make sure that you fill the type of quota that you need to make good on your partners, your suites, your signage, whatever. Shoot certain ways, come back from break certain way, whatever, to show it off. I guess you could do that. I mean, it's a long shot, but I wonder if that was ever on the table.
They always said that it'll increase the value of the TV package if they have an LA team because it's this huge market that isn't being represented. But I don't understand that because LA fans are going to watch football on Sunday. They're going to tune into NBC or Fox or CBS to watch the Steelers and Eagles play or the Packers and Cowboys play. Doesn't matter if they have a team down the street. I never understood that, how that increases the value. Oh, now we have a team in the biggest market. Well, those fans are already watching NFL football. And we can see from the crowds, they're not that worried about their own team.
No.
The Chargers are a joke in terms of fan support. So we're over it. What was the question? Why don't we have an NFL team? Frank Viverito, who was on the podcast last week, made an interesting comment about the dome. He said, if you think about the investment made, the dome was like $250 million. And then the settlement against the league was for $750 million. He said, so if you look at it that way, we got three times what we paid for the dome. And in between, we did get a Super Bowl. We did get to see the Pope. We got a building where the Rolling Stones play. So maybe it's not all doom and gloom.
I agree with that. I've actually thought of it that way. And he made a lot of money. The city made a lot of money for the time that they were here, for the most part. Talking about bars, restaurants, the various entertainment stuff that comes through the tax. It's frustrating not to have a team. There's no doubt.
Halloween related, Dan. There was a trunk or treat for the kids the other night, and I've decided the trunk or treat is really so the parents can just drink and not have to really supervise. You just close a parking lot and say, all right, kids, go do your thing. And
it's kind of like a road trip for select sports, too.
Right.
That's just it's really a getaway for the parents.
Parents are in the lobby.
Yes.
Our buddy Joel Goldberg, a couple of years ago, he goes, I'm in town. My son's playing hockey. I'm like, oh, great. What are the games? He's like, I said, well, what do you got to do? He goes, oh, we'll just be hunkered down in the lobby. He goes, my buddies at Boulevard have dropped off a case or two of beer. And so the parents just hang out.
Yeah,
it's a big old party. But I was at the trunk or treat, and the kids are getting a little older. They're coming by. And I would say, if they were really little, you're like, oh, that's cute. How are you? Good. Happy Halloween. But if they're a little bit older, I'm like, I gotta make them work a little bit. This kid's probably 13 or so.
You're gonna make them work.
Well, and I said, do you have a joke? And he said, why did the chicken cross the road? And now for a second, I was relieved. I'm like, oh, this guy actually came prepared. And I said, why did the chicken cross the road? And he said, to take a poop on you. And I said, excuse me? And his friend goes, don't worry, he's an imbecile. He gets all F's and he's an idiot. Don't worry. And they walk away. And I said to my wife, did he just say, because it was loud, there was a DJ. And I said, did he just say to take a poop on you? And she said, yeah, he didn't. She said, well, what are you going to do? I said, I thought about smacking him.
Yeah.
She's like, well, that's not a good idea.
No. No, you can't do that.
Asshole.
So did you get after him? Did you get after
no,
the
he
parents?
He was gone. No, I don't know who
did
he
was. Did you give
was.
Him candy?
Well, I think he had already got his candy.
Okay.
Which I had pooped on, which makes me feel a little bit better.
You did not poop on the kids' candy.
No. Happy Halloween, everyone. Dan, we have a lot to get to.
A lot of quick hitters here.
I'm in a hurry. You're in a hurry. The Arenado news wasn't a surprise, except for, I think, over the weekend or last week, Mozeliak kind of left the door open to maybe he wouldn't return. I mean, I think confidence was high, and it's rare to say a guy gets $144 million, but he wasn't greedy. Don't you think with his current resume, if he goes out on the free agent market, 5 for $144, he could probably top that?
Dodgers, Need a third baseman potentially? Yeah.
There's only a few teams that can do it. So it's not for sure.
To me, it was one team. It was the Dodgers. Right. And he grew up in the LA area, or at least California. So if he grew up idolizing though the Dodgers, loved that team. If he wanted to use the leverage to go to LA, that was the one team he could have gone to. But I do think that they assured him that, you know, they were going to spend money. I look at what happened with Albert Pujols and Yachty. Follow me here. Kind of like the McGuire thing that happened in 98, 99. You got this influx of cash from fans coming out to the ballpark, way more than you anticipated potentially. And then you turned around and took that money and reinvested it in your payroll. And I do think that we're going to have a residual effect of the Albert thing there this year. You know, they were looking at probably 2.8 million fans, and they got close to 3.4, something like that. That's a lot of ticket revenue that you were well above budget of what you anticipated in a good way. So they could take that and reinvest it, and it sounds like they will do that. There's some holes to fill, catcher, maybe a starting pitcher. And all of a sudden, you start looking at the schedule. Next year, I was doing my schedule over the weekend. I was at a kids' tournament and had nothing to do for about 5 hours. I don't go down to the lobby, so I stay in my room. And I was looking at the schedule, and the schedule is tough because you're now playing everybody. So there needs to be an upgrade with the team, and I think they will do that.
500,000 extra fans. And Joe Strom, who's a Strom. Why do I always say it wrong? What's wrong with
you? You're thinking Brett Strom, the pitching coach.
Oh, Houston Astros. Right?
Yeah.
Joe Strom, who's a great guy, friend of the show, probably listening right now. Shout out to Joe. He had said, I think in the paper, it was the extra 500,000 he estimated were because of Albert Pujols. Okay, every one of those people, let's say they're worth $10 a person. That's $5 million. Okay, that number is crazy, so it's worth 30 a head. That's 15 million. You just start doing the math.
Oh, yeah.
How many of those people that bought the ticket, bought a T-shirt, bought a beer, bought a hot dog? You're starting to talk about a massive amount of money.
Yes.
And I think that's what Mozeliak even alluded to. Hey, thanks to the fans. And so this offseason, they got a lot of money. And a lot of the Arenado money is deferred. You know, the Rockies pay $16 million this year to the Cardinals.
That is going to go down as one of the great heists in sports, or at least in baseball in recent memory, because of what they did to pay for the fact that there was a ton of money left on the deal. They're paying a ton of it. And the other thing is the prospects you gave up, we'll see, but they may not pan out. So now all of a sudden you're talking about giving up not low-level prospects. There's a couple of guys that are in the big leagues, but are they game changers? No. Is this guy a game changer? Yeah, he's headed to the Hall of Fame. And you got him in the prime of his career. He's gone back-to-back 30 and 100 and won two gold gloves. I mean, it's it's an unbelievable deal that this team – I mean, so for all the stuff of like Arozarena and some of the others, you're going to miss. The Alcantara-Gallen one for Ozuna, that's a tough one right now, especially when they need a frontline starter. However, there's been some good ones here, man. Goldie, pretty darn good too. Didn't give up guy. I mean, he gave up Kelly – Carson Kelly, but Luke Weaver has been waived again, got waived this week. So
I feel vindicated, Dan, because when they traded for Goldschmidt, it would have been in December of 2018, doing radio down at the stadium, and Bill DeWitt Sr., the owner, is there. It's weird, Sr. is a junior, but the owner, Bill, is there. And I said, standing there talking to him, I go, wow, what a great deal. And I said, you didn't give him anything. And he's like offended. He goes, you don't like Kelly and Weaver? And I said, oh, they're not anything special. And he was like offended because I think he thought they had some good value.
Sure.
And that they were trading value to get Goldschmidt. And I was like, it's a joke.
Yeah, they sold high.
And
they
even Arenado, high. I mean, God
you
bless.
Start, you start going through like the
who's it, Gomber, and who else? I didn't even remember.
Montero. There's two other lower level guys that are like at single A or A ball or
and
double
even
A.
Even if they become great players, so what?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Exactly. You got this guy and they paid for it.
And the Alcantara deal, we all knew that name. He was coming through the ranks. People were high on him. But at the time, you needed a bat. And
big
Ozuna,
time.
It made sense. And then right away, we're like, oh, should have got Yelich. Now you're like, thank God we don't have his contract.
That contract is going to hinder what the Brewers do going forward. It is. I mean, he's just not the same player. And whether it's because of his back or his body, he's just not the same player. And in that market, you went to school there. I mean, you know, it's a it's a lower, small end market that if you're going to give out that kind of deal, you cannot miss.
Right.
You just can't. You can't miss. And they may have missed with this one because the back end of that thing could get ugly.
And the saving grace for the Cardinals, again, the division, even though they're going to be playing everybody around the league, you're still in a division where you're the best team.
Yes.
I would say it now as we sit. Dan sure tells me it's always October, but
correct,
soon it'll be the offseason. They're going to be the best team next year in the Central. Now, does that mean you're good enough to win the National League, good enough to win the World Series? That's the next level that everybody's sort of anxious for them to get to. But I do think Brewers are trending down, as they say.
Yeah.
So the Cardinals are in a great spot. Now you look at it and say, okay, winning the division is the starting point. I get that. But let's sit at the table and say, how do we win a World Series? What is? And granted, it takes luck, and there's some magic, and you got to get hot. All that's true. Do we have a top-end guy in the rotation that could lead us into October?
If Flaherty is there, it's a lot of what-ifs.
I know, but you can't count on that.
I agree.
That's
it's a
what
problem. If. You know, if he's back to where he was, then you got that guy. I'd put when he was
for
at
sure
his top game, I'd put him against anybody.
I would consider that like a bonus. If we can
yeah
have him in the mix, of course, and if he's healthy and he pitches great, I'm excited.
I'm now starting to just come to the belief of just get in. Just get in.
Well, it is true.
I mean, it is. Look at the Phillies. They lost four of they won 4 of 11 going into this thing, and then they got hot.
Right. They weren't hot going into the playoffs, and then got hot.
Now, it does make you think if you're the Cardinals, what if you win game one of that series? The Phillies might be buried. Might be.
Oh, for sure.
No, might be.
I understand the randomness of it. They do have, and now they're not as good as they were a week ago, but Wheeler and Nola at the top end, a lineup that has Schwarber, Harper, Castellanos, Hoskins, Realmuto. I mean, they did build it pretty well, and it probably should have been a better team. Now you look back and say, how come they didn't win 90 games?
Yeah, I
agree
with you.
When you look at their roster.
Yeah.
Dan, shameless plug later this week, the Kilcoin Conversation with Mike Martz, the former Rams coach, now living in St. Louis. How about that?
Any good nuggets from that?
A lot of reflecting on his time here. I think I was most surprised he's not, like, bitter at all how it ended. You know, would love to have stayed, but just kind of in a good spot in his life. The reason he's back, two of his four kids live here. But I had been to his house in San Diego. They had a view of the ocean. I mean, they had a
wow
great setup. So score one for St. Louis, Dan. Paul Goldschmidt is hanging out at the hardware store, living here year-round. Mike Martz moved back here. Chuck lives here year-round.
Big Walt.
Arenado is coming back. I mean, we're trending up, Dan.
I think so.
We got the Battle Hawks. We got the lights on at Centene Stadium, whatever it's called, City Park.
So City Park.
Things are on the upswing, Dan.
All right, quickly. 1 minute left in our quick hitters. Mizzou, they win over the weekend. Were you shocked?
Not shocked, but glad to see it. And I think if they were going to save their season in any way, had to win that
ooh
game.
Boy, did they ever.
And so now you're 4-4 and you start doing that, oh my gosh, if we'd only won that Auburn game, we'd be 5-3. I think if you're going to truly, quote, save the season, I think you got to beat Kentucky. Now, you won at South Carolina, that's great, but I think you got to beat Kentucky to kind of, I mean, maybe they could still go 6-6, but I think fans were hoping for better. They've got to kind of make up for lost ground. The games they gave away earlier, now you got to steal some that you weren't expected to win.
It was interesting. I was watching the line. It kept moving and moving and moving. I think like 80 to 85% was on Mizzou to cover that game. It's crazy. The odds makers.
You always know.
I don't know how they do it, man.
South Carolina was ranked. Mizzou's on the road, and yet the line was real small going
yes
into that weekend. Like,
and
why?
It got smaller towards kickoff.
That's one team Mizzou in the SEC seems to handle pretty well, though, is South
Carolina.
4 in
a row now, I think. 4 in a row.
Dan, they call it the Mayor's Cup because there's Columbia, South Carolina, and see, Mizzou's in Columbia. I don't know if you're aware.
I am.
So it's the Columbia Mayor's
got it
Cup. Can we, on our next visit, Wednesday's Great Talk, I want to talk impressions versus voices. Like, sometimes you and I will do a voice.
Yes.
To me, the impression is when you can extend it a little bit.
Yeah.
Some is just sayings. Like, La Russa was always legit, tied for first, that kind of stuff. So let's break it down. I would like to do, like, and how they evolve, like, in your head.
Did you get any response of our last one? I had a few people come up to me and start, hey, dude, give me a John Miller.
I'm trying to think. Well, I think your wife asked me why we don't have an NFL team. No, that was today.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm forgetting. It's a Monday, Dan. It's
I don't
always
want my
October
wife talking to you.
Well, I know. As soon as I said that, I thought that sounded creepy.
It was really creepy.
It was supposed to be a joke about the NFL.
It fell hard.
Yeah, that comedy is hard. That was. I'm sorry, Dan. We went from this was shitty talk at the end. I don't know what happened. What happened today, though, actually, is we couldn't get into the headquarters for a minute.
Yeah.
So then we were running behind, and then now we're in a hurry. So it's okay. Things happen. It's fine. This is for your morning commute, okay?
Have a great Halloween.
See you, Dan.